Metronome. A Cool FM podcast.
All right, welcome world. What's going on? It's your boy G.
And it's your girl Zarkon, the radio dragon.
Row, row, like a dragon.
No, that was roaring, Mr. G.
Okay, how do dragons go? And they breathe fire.
Yes,
it's another beautiful day. And today we want to talk about something that most of us sometimes just talk about in passing and go like, whatever happened to this guy? And that's the end of the conversation. But today we want to look deep into them and wonder what happened and hopefully maybe do a retrace and get them back into the scene.
Mm-hmm. And by the time we put this out, hopefully it pulls a string and gets some people who are probably not motivated or inspired to do music anymore to want to do music. You know, after hearing G and Dorkon talk about them and all the amazing things they've done in music, this might just get them to get back into music.
Exactly. And I totally agree with you. I'm talking about people who were, you know, the it thing back in the day and not too distant in the past. But this song rocked almost every radio station.
Go song.
The song is... let me just sing the song. My baby, you're the one.
Hey, you're the one.
And I'm going... You know, that guy, after he released series... Honestly, that line was the killer for me.
Yes.
No, seriously, that guy was just phenomenal. And the guy released like a bunch of, you know, songs and he just poofed, went under the radar and that was it. I don't even think I have an idea what the guy looks like. It was a major hit, smash it in the north, the south, the east, the west. Everybody talked about him. Sky B, this is a message. It's like a beacon of hope to you. Wherever you are, please, we need you to come back. Follow the light.
Yeah.
Don't look elsewhere.
We love you.
Now, whatever happened to him? Now, the thing is it possible he went back to school? Did he get a job? Did he leave the country? Now, these are some of the things we want to look into. Because sometimes, I believe back in the day when music was, you know, trying to still get its footing in Nigeria. Talk about the music scene in Nigeria. We had no social media. It was just radio, TV, and that was it. And, you know, maybe they do like some road shows. But now that we have music, you know, breaking borders and, you know, getting awards, international awards, you get international. I mean, the American hip hop scene and other genres in America jumping in. Now the music is ripe. But our heroes back in the day, some pioneers that pushed what we're enjoying today are nowhere to be found.
Honestly, and you know, that's a key statement you have made. The pioneers, they're the ones who have actually made music a lot smoother for people who are doing music right now. You, after doing all these amazing things, you disappear. It's like, you know, abracadabra, and then poof.
He just got like, where is he? Where did he go?
See you.
Where did he go to?
And you know, one thing about music back in the day is that there was no discrimination. So you see, someone like Sky Bear can come and do that.
I still love you.
And everyone would grind to it, love it in the north, east, west, and south. But I don't know what happened, man.
Honestly.
Where are you?
And we can go on and on and on. I'm talking about another person who was major back in the day, Trudy K, that sang this song. Now, what's the name of this song now? Judy K, what's the song? Judy K!
The club is going crazy.
While you think about Judy K's song, let me talk about somebody and then we'll come back to Judy K.
Alright.
I guess that buys you time.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone on my mind right now is... Wait for it. Woo!
Here we go again. It's time to show the beautiful people how we get down. It's time to show the beautiful people how we get down. Enjoy ya.
Great MC.
No, she didn't put the A. That was just me, bro. But yes, Weird MC, my God. She came like a bang. She literally shook the world of music in Nigeria and even outside. Rapatena, that's what we used to call her. Also known as Shola Edowu. Yes, the popular and amazing Weird MC. After doing all the great stuff, you know, collaborating with other musicians, she just disappeared. But you know, I decided to just, you know, do my little research and check, where is Weird MC? What's she doing? What has she been up to? I discovered that she actually left Nigeria after the passing of No More Loss. They were really great friends. And you know, after No More Loss passed on, she decided to leave Nigeria because she just needed that air. She needed to distance herself from a lot of things because a lot of things seem to remind her of No More Loss. And then, you know, while she was outside, she found Jesus. Yes, she rededicated her life to Christ, held on to Christ very strongly, also went into the movie industry, is now producing, script writing. And she also made a confession that movies, television has actually been her first love. Not exactly music, but music happened to her first. And now she has decided that she's going to be spending more time doing movies and, you know, even spreading the word about Christ, preaching it and inspiring people. But I love the fact that she said she would not completely give up. She's not completely giving up on music. She's still going to do a little more of music here and there. And I don't think anything about politics with her compared to other musicians that I discovered are now into politics.
Now I remember the song by Judy Kay. Go gaga crazy. The club is going crazy.
Go gaga crazy. That's enough.
I don't know how to sing. It sounded like I was falling off a cliff. Like, oh. You know, we don't know whatever happened to him. But recently, on a very sad note, he announced that he lost his wife to cancer. And she's been battling with that. I'm sure maybe, you know, maybe family life. Some of these things are responsible for why, you know, great musicians, I don't want to call them one-hit wonders because it feels like we're not doing justice to them once we label them one-hit wonders. Sometimes maybe they just took another path. Like recently I had Cyrus the Virus. And back then his song, "You Chop My Money, Bah, 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 You Chop My..." And he said after that, he was even nominated for, I think, one of the headies back in the day, alongside MI and some other people. And he said after that, he had to go serve his country. And he said he's from a family where they value education. So he had to, you know, further his education. He got a job where he was working, I think, as a banker, crunching numbers and all of that. And he just said, you know what? A lot of time went by and he said, you know what? I still have passion for my music. And this year, he decided to come back to music by releasing two songs or three songs or so. Now, one thing about this thing is different. Sometimes some people find another path. Others have issues with their management or maybe funding becomes an issue, whereby the label says, you know what, I drop you, we don't do you anymore, we don't want to do anything with you anymore. Or sometimes they have a dispute and say, hey, someone's been scheming off the top, taking my earnings and all of that. Yeah. And that's why they do that. Or they just find something totally different. We can go on and on and on. Yeah. Another person who just came into my mind right now is Bigiano with Shayo, all of my more Shayo. And I'm gonna go to the my party, man. And I'm on Shayo. Bigiano! The last time the last time I bumped into him into the club, he told me something about, you know, he's looking for new management and all of that. So sometimes these are the things responsible for your popular artists back in the day. You hear them today on air, you see them on platforms and poof, you know, you don't hear anything about them anymore. These are some of the things. And the list goes on, like Mo Cheddar. I remember Mo Cheddar.
Mo Cheddar was... I really love her.
Yes, she was phenomenal back in the day. And recently, I think I saw something about her being engaged for a mighty, mighty long time. And like,
yeah, she's married now anyways. But, you know, people teased and mocked her then. She
they call her Lord of the Rings.
Exactly.
Maybe she fell in love and she was like, music or love? And she chose love.
She's into makeup now as well. Yeah, makeup.
So you see, these are so many things that are responsible for people deviating from music.
And some people can't catch up with the trend. So you know, social media, life is happening so fast.
Like imagine you telling her to come on TikTok and to do the... No, shorty.
Well, someone like Moche that may be able to do that. Now let's ask Weird MC if she's willing to do something.
Weird MC would never do that. Honestly. Yeah. She might never want to do that. Like seriously, you want me to stand in front of the camera and move my hips and go, take a bath. Oh, woo. And come on, man. Yeah. Maybe these are the factors.
I think it was even Paul Play who made the statement that he joined social media too late. Oh. Right? So, you know, some people just felt like, this social media thing, it'll fade away, it'll phase off. But no, it's not phasing off. It's evolving. Mm-hmm. So there's Instagram today. Well, Facebook has been there. So I can't even put Facebook after Instagram. Facebook definitely comes before Instagram. And then, you know, TikTok and Snapchat, you know, it just keeps increasing and increasing. So if you haven't joined all this while, you might just feel discouraged to join now. And speaking about people that were just, you know, trying to reflect on and wonder what they're doing and what's up with them, Idris Abdul Karim comes to mind.
Oh my Lord, can you save my soul? I'm in school, wanna keep my head above. Mr. Lecturer, come get down with me.
Are you sure?
I'm gonna rub your back in your pot belly.
Guy who sang about sexual harassment in schools and all the things that lecturers were doing and unfortunately they are still doing to female students and who probably knows male students as well. And that song he did, Mr. Lecturer, come get down with me. You know my favorite part of the song? Excuse me, sir. I don't know what to do.
Lecturer. I think back then, you know, music had a little bit of more content.
Yeah.
It was all about social issues, talking about what's going on in the country and all of that. But things have definitely changed.
Yes.
But right now, he's more like a ranter. He's always angry about something on social media. And until recently, his ailment with the
kidney.
He had a successful kidney transfer. Yes, thank God for that.
It was his wife who actually donated one of her kidneys to him. He even
Talk about your better half.
I'm telling you, she had to do an entire song just to celebrate and appreciate her. So yeah, for him, illness majorly, and made him even do a lot of reappreciation
and
for
life. You know the other thing that also happened, the incident he had with 50 Cent when they were billed to travel to another city for a show, and the issue of 50 Cent was sitting on a seat, or he was sitting on 50 Cent's seat, and they wanted him to stand up, and there was shy something. They started arguing, and there was a fight, and before you know, it was canceled. So major brands back in the day decided to drop him because they thought it was bad. And guess what? That singular act now made the music industry change. How? You know, because of they said, we cannot bring in international artists to our country and treat us differently. If these guys are getting this type of paycheck, they should be getting this type of paycheck. If they're getting this VIP treatment, they should be getting the VIP treatment too. And after that, it made major brands to reevaluate the way they treated artists, and that changed to what musicians are enjoying today. You cannot appreciate the new and forget about the old. So you see, these are very, very important that we go back to remember some of these guys that started everything. Talk about Tribe Quest. I remember those guys. They were the, you know, the in thing when
Tribe
modern hip-hop was all about.
It's different from Tribesmen.
Tribesmen. Okay. I'm talking about the U.S. tribe.
Okay.
Tribesmen.
Okay.
Recently, I met with Mr. He now goes by Mr. Styles. Before he was Freestyle. So many things happened. Everybody found different calling.
Yeah.
LD became a scrum master. A bunch of other of them, you know, Mr. Styles went to the US, started doing his thing. He has decided to come back. And back then, those guys were the epitome of modern hip hop then in Nigeria. They opened the way for people to go like, you know, I could actually rap like these guys and infuse our local dialect into it. So, you know, it's come a long way. It will only do justice if we constantly do this. We should do this like from time to time, remember some of the old people, and if possible, we can actually even invite them to have a session where we talk about their lives, what they're doing, how they're moving ahead with it, and all that. I recently also had Konga on the show. Konga, you know, any Konga, who Konga, any Konga. You know, he said he had to do a whole bunch of stuff. Family, marriage, children, and all of that. Mm-hmm. So these guys are regular people who sometimes, as they go on in their career, life happens to them.
Yes, and some of them genuinely lose inspiration. Someone like Natosi, he actually admitted to losing inspiration for music motivation. He said he's not challenged. I felt like he gave us a knock. Like, nothing is challenging me to want to do music anymore. So he has decided to go into politics, even though we know, yeah, his parents or his mom in particular had a very...
That's just beautiful.
She has gone so far in politics. And so he decided to also go into politics. Governor of Imo State, Emeka Ehedioha, actually appointed him as his special assistant on Lagos license. And, you know, family also happened to him. I think in 2012, made it 10 years. He and his beautiful wife, Nicole, have been married. But this is somebody that has come out and said, see, music, and me, no more.
No more. I'm sick and tired of seeing the 10 over 10.
Or five at you.
We'll make a horrible duo. G&D duo. 50 songs sold. Family and friends bought 49 copies.
Oh my God.
And one unfortunate person bought one copy. I think that's the kind of people we'll be if we decided to go to music.
No, really. I'm actually really good. I'm good. I just do this so you don't feel like I'm intimidating.
But maybe I'll do the Barry White thing then. Oh, baby, you know. I've got nothing but love.
Well, I truly think you can sing, Mr. G.
Well, I think I can, but I think I'll stick to this.
Oh, yes, this has been super fantastic. The list is so long, but maybe we can stick with this for this edition.
Exactly.
Who knows? We could do a second edition.
And maybe we could even go to different genres, like, you know, the genres before the modern hip-hop and all of that, the Afrobeat. Then we had this thing going on with the Galala and all of that.
Galala, I know, and they do them again.
Yes, back in the day it was a thing on local TV. And back then I used to think, so if I want to dance, I have to make this funny facial expression. Like, I just want to dance. I don't want to be like a masquerade.
And one dance I could never get right was the Danfo Driver.
And all of that.
It was, I hated that dance.
And so we can go on and on and on and on. Like, the list, we can never exhaust the list. It goes forever. And we just want to say we appreciate you guys. We're not calling you guys one-hit wonders. We appreciate all of the contribution you guys have put in. And if you guys can come back, imagine a concert of all of these guys. It will be sold out. Imagine you singing at a concert where everybody knows your song. Someone should do something about it.
We must appreciate people like P Square who were and still are.
Those guys are just incredible.
Yeah.
The tenacity is beyond.
Maybe on another edition we can talk about those who were and are.
Two Face. So many people.
Now the cabal.
I think we have let a lot out of the bag. See you next time.
96.9 Cool FM.
Let the hit music play.